is to carry out structural reform concerning the simplification of permits, improvements in the investment climate, implementation of increasingly rapid GovTech. Because if digitalization is carried out, the bureaucratic process can be overcome. So steps like this that we discussed earlier, and then the president fully supports to improve the investment climate. Indonesia anticipates risks that will be faced due to President Donald Trump's policies. One of the concerns is the policy of deporting illegal migrants, which has the potential to increase inflation in America. According to Khatib Basri, such condition will affect the interest rate policy of the U.S. Central Bank, the Fed, which will have impact on Indonesia. In addition, according to Khatib Basri, another challenge that must also be anticipated is the potential of strengthening of the U.S. dollar exchange rate against the rupiah. The spokesperson of Indonesia's Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Roliansyah Sumirat, said Indonesia isn't interested in the dollarization of global trade, a topic recently promoted by some BRICS nations. In a press conference at the ministry's office in Jakarta on Friday, Sumirat emphasized there are other ways BRICS can do instead of de-dollarization, particularly to address economic challenges in the global south countries.
For sure, when joining BRICS, Indonesia made a clear statement that we are not interested in the issue of the dollarization because we believe there are many other actions BRICS can take to address the economic disparities currently felt by the Global South.
De-dollarization, the movement to replace the globally recognized U.S. dollar in bilateral trade, has emerged before, including among BRICS members. Last week, United States President Donald Trump warned of a potential 100% trade tariff on BRICS nations if they created a new currency replacing the U.S. dollar. Moving on to Indonesia, that has significant potential in blue carbon ecosystems that can be utilized for carbon trading. The government, through the Ministry of Marine Affairs and Fisheries, emphasizes the importance of managing this potential to support climate change mitigation while simultaneously enhancing the economic well-being of coastal communities. Director of Coastal and Small Island Utilization of the Directorate General of Marine Management and Marine Spaces of the Marine Affairs and Fisheries, Muhammad Yusuf, in a discussion event in Jakarta on Thursday, stated blue carbon trading in a country needs to be optimized to be more competitive and provide maximum benefits for the community.
Indonesia sangat potensi dan ini diakui dunia internasional. Dibanding
Indonesia has enormous potential and this is recognized by the international community compared to other countries. If we look at the world map, Indonesia stands out with the largest blue and green areas, marine and forest ecosystems in the world. Therefore, this potential in Indonesia must be well managed. Our mangrove forests cover 3.4 million hectares. And our seagrass meadows span about 1.8 million hectares. This presents a tremendous opportunity. Beyond its role in carbon sequestration, blue ecosystems also provide ecological benefits such as protecting coastlines from erosion, filtering seawater, and serving as critical habitats for marine biodiversity. Therefore, the Marine Affairs and Fisheries underscores that carbon trading is not merely an environmental conservation effort, but also a significant economic opportunity. With clear regulations and support from various stakeholders, blue carbon trading in Indonesia is expected to grow and generate positive impacts on both the economy and the environment sustainably. We continue with Head of the Weather Prediction Team of Indonesian Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Agency, Miming Saipudin, in Jakarta on Wednesday said the agency is cooperating with all stakeholders to prevent and reduce the impact of disasters in Indonesia. Saipudin told RRI Voice of Indonesia that the cooperation is aimed to ensuring weather and disaster warnings can reach people in grassroots.
To enhance the disaster preparedness regarding the tropical cyclone awareness, BMKG integrated its early warning system with BNPB, BPBD, Regional Disaster Management Agency in the province, and the Ministry of Transportation and other key sectors. So this ensures that weather warnings are embedded with a national disaster response system, allowing for faster and more coordinated action in response to extreme weather threats. So we hope that this coordination will minimize the gap of the communication to the people.
Miming Saipudin further stated his party is also managing all communication based on the social media, as well as manual communication and direct dialogue to the community for the dissemination of information and warning. Meanwhile, Chairman of Indonesian Society for Disaster Management, Avianto Amri, encouraged disaster mitigation efforts by strengthening disaster simulations. According to him, simulation can increase community preparedness in facing disasters and reduce the impact of panic when a disaster occurs. Indonesian Ministry of Marine Affairs and Fisheries revealed the combination of giant seawall and mangrove plantations, known as the giant mangrove wall, is a wise initiative with various benefits. This statement was delivered by Muhammad Yusuf, Director of Coastal and Small Islands Utilization at the Director General of Marine and Space Management. During the Bincang Bahari discussion on sustainable but profitable blue carbon management in Jakarta on Thursday, he emphasized this effort could help communities mitigate flood disasters in the capital city.
The Jakarta provincial government is also planning to develop a giant seawall, as Jakarta is experiencing land subsidence along with climate change and severe coastal erosions. The government is making efforts to ensure that our communities are not affected by disasters. They'll be planting extensive mangrove forests to support this initiative. In the future, Jakarta could even become a green city.
Yusuf emphasized that planting mangroves along Jakarta's coastline also provides other benefits, such as improving water quality by filtering pollutants flowing into the sea, absorbing carbon emissions, and serving as a habitat for marine organisms. We end the news with Chairman of the Indonesian Olympic Committee, Raja Sabta Oktohari, who hopes Indonesian athletes competing in the 2025 Asian Winter Games in China can give their best performance. During an interview with RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta on Friday, he also said, in addition to competing in international competitions, according to Raja Sabta, athletes are also ambassadors who carry the great name of Indonesia.
Yeah, of course, we always encourage them to compete with their maximum performance. Hopefully, inshallah, if they can get medals, that'll be great. But the most important thing is actually they have to show that they are representing Indonesia. They are here because of Indonesia, and they are our ambassador. They are our ambassador who will carry big names of Indonesia in Asian Winter Games in 2025.
Indonesia is poised to compete in the 2025 Asian Winter Games in Harbin, China, sending 6 athletes and 3 coaches from 3 disciplines within one sport: ice skating, ice dance, short track speed skating, and figure skating, along with 2 medical team members. The athletes are Michelle Edgina Axel, Kelly Elizabeth Supangat, Arsa Mizan Putra Firdaus, Marfa Kayana Putra Firdaus, Tasya Putri Permatasari, and Dwiki Eka Ramadan, Indonesian delegates will compete in the Asian Winter Games 2025 from February 7 to 14, 2025. That was Newsline from Voice of Indonesia.
Today's commentary is on challenges and opportunities of Maung as a national electric car. The Indonesian government is reviewing the development of Maung, a car produced by PT Pindad, to become a national electric vehicle. This transformation is part of Indonesia's commitment to reduce carbon emissions and accelerate the transition from renewable energy, from renewable energy to net zero emissions by 2060. Maung, which was originally a military tactical vehicle, is expected to function as a more environmentally friendly electric vehicle, while also encouraging the development of the domestic automotive industry. Currently, PT Pindad, a state-owned defense company, is completing the Maung MV3 requirements ordered by the Indonesian Ministry of Defense with a turbo-diesel engine. However, at the same time, PT Pindad is also developing an electric car based on Maung. Some time ago, the company showed off a prototype electric car shaped like Maung. It is called Morino EV, which shape is identical to the Maung MV2 tactical vehicle. Indeed, the main challenge in developing Maung into a national electric vehicle lies in the acceptance of this product by the wider community. The national car sales figures for 2024 as a whole are only approaching 1 million units per year. This shows how difficult it will be for national electric vehicles, which are relatively not very popular, to enter a wider market. So there needs to be a policy that introduces these vehicles as an option for the general public. Currently, the Maung electric car has not been mass produced. However, President Prabowo Subianto has asked ministers, deputy ministers, and Echelon 1 officials to no longer use imported cars and to utilize cars made by Pindad Maung. In fact, with the right steps, the government has the opportunity to introduce Maung more widely in the domestic market. The key to success lies in the ability to overcome market challenges and introduce the Maung as an attractive alternative for consumers through improving quality, competitiveness, and effective promotional programs. If managed properly, Maung can be a symbol of Indonesia's transformation towards a more sustainable future, as well as strengthening the domestic automotive industry that is environmentally friendly. That was commentary today.
Voice of Indonesia.
Quote of the day. One can be great only when he changes the world into a better place. A quote by Bung Tomo. Bung Tomo is a national hero of Indonesia. He played a crucial role in maintaining Indonesian independence. He is known for his blazing spirit for revolution and consistency in fighting the colonizers. He moved through physical struggle and propaganda. Bung Tomo's famous speech burned the spirit of youths and Islamic boarding school students. He also showed creativity in formulating strategy while showing honesty and integrity.
We'll be right back.
lakukan juga. Betapa nikmatnya cinta asmara, bagai temui pagi yang menyentuh rerumputan.
Overseas Service of Radio Republic Indonesia broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, here is news from Indonesia. The Indonesian government has written off the debts of 10,000 micro, small and medium entrepreneurs in an effort its bit of ease the financial burden on these businesses. MSME Ministry's Deputy for Micro Business, Riza Adha Damanik, said the figure was part of the 67,000 MSMEs targeted to benefit from the program. And that's news from Indonesia. Well, listeners, coming up next, we still have more programs to come, including Indonesian Wonder. So do stay tuned only on voinews.id, RRI Digital Mobile App Channel VOI, and shortwave frequency 3325 and 4755 kilohertz.
Ternyata engkau yang selalu kutunggu. happy-happy-ku. Baby, you know me. Betapa indah anubahimu. Untuk diriku, kau mengubah hidupku. Kembalikan rinduku. Baby, you know me.
Program from Voice of Indonesia. Coming up next, it's a program informing you about Indonesian art, culture, food, tourism, all about Indonesia. We compile it on Indonesian Wonder.
Hi listeners, today let's explore Malang. Is Java, a city famous for its amazing tourism spots. One of the newest attractions you should not miss is Lembah Indah Gunung Kawi. It's located at the foot of Mount Kawi in Balesari Village, Najum District, Malang Regency. Lembah Indah Gunung Kawi offers stunning views of peaceful village and green hills, perfect for a relaxing getaway. What makes this place special is its educational farming experience. Visitors can try gardening, learn about different plants, and take part in fun farming activities. Covering 20 hectares, it's packed with facilities like camping areas, gazebos, outbound activities, food stalls, and cozy accommodation. One unique highlight is their glamping tents, which are not only convertible, but also incredibly Instagram-worthy. Surrounded by breathtaking mountain valley views. The The park is open daily from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. and entry ticket costs just 20,000 rupiah. Once inside, you'll find plenty of photo-worthy spots, with the track sits rice filled and gardens being evaporated. If you're planning a visit, it's best to use a personal vehicle since public transport does not reach the area. But don't worry, the drive itself is worth it, with beautiful countryside and mountain views along the way. Peaceful weather and family-friendly vibes, Lembah Indah is a great choice for a day out. Don't forget to wear comfy shoes as you'll be exploring nature all day long. That's the Indonesian Wonders. See you next time. Indonesia holds again the biggest craft exhibition in Southeast Asia, the Inner Craft 2025 in Jakarta on February 5th to the 9th, 2025. According to Baby Jurmawati, program coordinator of Inner Craft, there will be collaboration with Uzbekistan and Kazakhstan.
And even we have a collaboration with two countries, Uzbekistan and Kazakhstan, for joint products. So the presentation is, consists of two types. So the first one, Indonesian artisan, let's say batik Pekalongan, as I mentioned, the Prada batik, provide batik. And the designer from Aspara Fashion Week in Taras City, they design. The other one is the material from Uzbekistan, and it will be do something with by three artisans. So they collaborate. They do something with the material from Uzbekistan, the seal and the khatun, and it will be also present.
Hello, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, which introduces Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in Indonesian language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture Research and Technology. Today's topic is
Di Labuan Bajo. Di Labuan Bajo.
Which means in Labuan Bajo. You will listen to conversations about
Keren. Keren.
Which means cool. The conversations is between Chris, a vlogger from Australia, and Nana, a tour guide, at a bistro in Labuan Bajo. After crossing from Sape Port, Sumbawa Island, to Labuan Bajo Port, Chris met Nana, who told him about the activity plane at Manta Point, a popular diving spot in Labuan Bajo. Let's listen to their conversation.
Sudah lama menunggu, Nana?
Belum lama.
Besok pagi, kita akan langsung ke Manta Point.
Seperti yang Bang Chris minta, kita akan bertemu dengan pemuda Bajo. Dia mahir menyelam tanpa alat bantu.
Keren. Kegiatan besok akan menjadi vlog yang menarik.
After listening to the conversations, we will introduce you to some vocabulary and expressions related to today's topic.
Keren. Keren.
Which means cool. We will say it two times slowly, and please repeat after us.
Keren, keren.
Which means cool.
Kegiatan, kegiatan.
Which means activity.
Besok, besok.
Which means tomorrow.
Vlog, vlog.
Which means vlog.
Menarik, menarik.
Which means interesting.
Keren, kegiatan besok akan menjadi vlog yang menarik. Keren, kegiatan besok akan menjadi vlog yang menarik.
Which means, cool, tomorrow's activity will be an interesting vlog.
Bertemu, bertemu.
Which means meet.
Pemuda Bajo, pemuda Bajo.
Which means young Bajo people.
Menyelam, menyelam.
Which means dive.
Tanpa, tanpa.
Which means without.
Alat bantu, alat bantu.
Which means supporting equipment. In the conversations, you hear the expression
Keren, kegiatan besok akan menjadi vlog yang menarik. Keren, kegiatan besok akan menjadi vlog yang menarik.
Which means cool. Tomorrow's activity will be an interesting vlog. There is the word
Keren, keren.
Which means cool. Which is the expressions of amazement, excitement, and anticipations. Those feelings are related to Chris' amazement to the diving skill of young Bajo people, his excitement to the activity at Manta Point and to meet young Bajo people, and anticipations to make an interesting vlog. Other example, let's listen to another use of
Keren, keren,
which means cool, in another sentence.
Penampilan Chris hari ini keren. Penampilan Chris hari ini keren.
Which means, Chris looks cool today.
Keren sekali pemandangan Pantai Merah di Labuan Bajo. Keren sekali pemandangan Pantai Merah di Labuan Bajo.
Which means, the scenery of Merah Beach in Labuan Bajo is so cool. The Bajo tribe lives in some waters of Indonesia, such as Sulawesi, East Kalimantan, Maluku, and East Nusa Tenggara, is well known for their expertise in diving. They can dive with a sporting equipment for a quite long duration. Their diving skill was the inspiration of James Cameron's Avatar, The Way of Water. Before we end today's Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, let's have another go with the conversation.
Sudah lama menunggu, Nana?
Belum lama.
Besok pagi, kita akan langsung ke Manta Point.
Seperti yang Bang Chris minta, kita akan bertemu dengan pemuda Bajo. Dia mahir menyelam tanpa alat bantu.
Keren. Kegiatan besok akan menjadi vlog yang menarik.
Well, listeners, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today about...
Keren. Keren.
Which means cool. We hope today's edition will be useful for those of you who want to know more about the Indonesian language. I'm Daniel and my colleague...
Sarno Olivia.
Bye-bye.
Sampai jumpa.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, on today's Music Corner, we bring you a wonderful selection, a beautiful keroncong song entitled Angin Rindu by Anggirian and the New Normal Keroncong Group. This heartfelt song was written and originally popularized by Roni Parulian, a finalist of a popular talent show in Indonesia back in 2023. It's officially released on July 19, 2024. The song tells the story of someone longing for their beloved one, hoping the wind will carry their feelings to them. Well, listener, let's sit back, relax, and enjoy the keroncong version of Angin Rindu by Anggirian and the New Normal Keroncong Group. Happy listening! thank you so much for listening to the 1 hour English program from Voice of Indonesia. Make sure tomorrow you'll be back to enjoy our program on voinews.id and RRI Digital Mobile App Channel VOI or shortwave frequency 3325 and 4755 kHz. And remember to enjoy as well our 12-hour live streaming Indonesia today from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Western Indonesia time. And send us your feedback to our email voilisteners@gmail.com, voilisteners@gmail.com, or to our social media, Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram at @voi_official, or to our WhatsApp number +62 821 2381 2130, +62 821 2381 2130.
Programa en español.
RRI Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRI Digital.
Jakarta から Korewa, Voice of Indonesia です。 語で放送されているフォイスオブインドネシアは、インドネシアに関するニュース、情報、エンターテインメントだけでなく、様々な情報を提供します。周波数 332kHz および4755kHz で、またはウェブサイト www.foinews.id より LL デジタルアプリケーション KU で毎日放送を視聴したり、アクセスしたりできます。Selamat malam, konbanwa. 今日、私、イーさんが1時間の日本語放送をお送りいたします。今日はニュース、インドネシアの音楽、それとも、いろいろなインドネシアの情報をお届けします。次はニュースをお伝えします。引き続き、周波数 332kHz や、4755kHz から、フォイスオブインドネシアの放送をお聞きください。では皆さんニュースです。それでは最初のニュースです。インドネシアは電気自動車産業において大きな可能性を持つことについてお伝えします。投資・原油産業担当大臣兼投資調整庁の長官であるロサン・ロスラニ氏はインドネシアが電気自動車産業においてより積極的な役割を果たす大きな可能性を持っていると明らかにしました。その理由として、豊富なニッケル資源と発展したバッテリーエコシステムを挙げました。この発言は2025年2月6日木曜日にマルデカ宮殿で行われたものです。ローサン大臣は、インドネシアの自動車生産台数は年間約120万台であり、今後も増加が見込まれると説明しました。彼はインドネシアの産業における役割をさらに拡大する必要があると強調しました。インドネシアの年間自動車生産台数は約120万台であり、今後も成長が期待されています。2030年には250万台に達すると予測されています。我々はこの業界でより大きな役割を果たすべきです。また、ロサン大臣は政府が海外からの投資だけでなく、国内の電気自動車産業の発展の可能性も探索していると述べました。この取り組みを通じて、インドネシア政府は電気自動車産業の成長を加速させ、世界のサプライチェーンにおいて主要なプレイヤーとなることを目指しています。それでは次のニュースです。通信デジタル副大臣は、インドネシアにおけるヨーロッパ・アセアン投資を歓迎することについてお伝えします。通信デジタル副大臣のネザル・パトリア氏は、インドネシアのデジタル変革における欧州・アセアンの投資を歓迎しました。彼は、欧州投資家の関心は、インドネシアのデジタル技術の急速な発展、特にクラウドコンピューティングやデータ管理分野の成長によるものだと指摘しました。政府は業界と協力し、包括的